Top local story today is sports related. Today was signing day for college football recruits for the class of 2019, and a bunch of new recruits who signed on officially to join Mack Brown's new team with the Tar Heels next year. WCHL's Blake Hodge joins us here now in the studio with an update. What went down?
Yeah, it's an interesting scenario overall because we used to have signing day was like the first Wednesday in February, and now this is technically the early signing period, and this is only the second year that this has been about. And I think it surprised a lot of people last year because nearly everyone went ahead and signed in the early signing period rather than waiting for February. So there's been a couple of ramifications from that. One is kind of what you saw with the Larry Fedora decision right after the last game of the season, and you had a new coach in Mack Brown mm-hmm. seated within a couple of days, because this is a crucial time for recruiting, as you can see now.
Which is what pretty much everyone said in those couple of days after the season ended.
So we're seeing a little bit of a shift in just the collegiate football world here, but ended up with most of the recruits who are expected to enroll at UNC and be on the football team starting in the fall were signing today. It started with Tamari Fox, a defensive lineman out of Georgia, at 7:02 this morning. The texts could start coming in at 7 o'clock. There's no more fax machine where you had to do that up until a couple of years ago. It's now texting in a picture of the signed letter of intent, so finally you can keep those in storage.
Those poor fax machine manufacturers. This was the only thing keeping them in business.
So you may recognize Tamari Fox's name because his brother, Taman Fox, is currently a defensive lineman for UNC, so he kind of kicked everything off this morning. He had a couple of big names come through during the day that were already committed to Carolina, one of them being Emory Simmons. He's a wide receiver from Hope Mills. He initially committed to Indiana. He then got the Carolina offer. Almost as soon as that happened, he ended up flipping to Carolina. At the coaching, as the season was winding down, he actually flipped that again to Penn State. And after Mack Brown was hired, came back to UNC. So he's an interesting path there. But the big thing came through just a few minutes ago. Sam Howell, the quarterback out of Monroe, North Carolina, just outside of Charlotte, plays for Sun Valley High School down there, signed with UNC today. He's been committed to Florida State for a long time. Their offensive coordinator there, Walt Bell, was his primary recruiter as well. He recently left to take the head coaching job at UMass. And the relationship was maintained as he's committed to Florida State. The Carolina coaching staff, back on the Fedora staff, maintain a lot of contact with Sam Howell. It seems like once they made the transition to the Mack Brown staff now, and they got their offensive coordinator in Phil Longo, they were able to get him back on campus and talk with them, and it seems like that solidified the transition now. And I think that'll be an interesting thing to watch moving forward, because over the last couple of years, the quarterback play has been something that has been pointed to repeatedly in terms of just not having you know the transition from Mitch Trubisky going number two overall in the NFL draft to Nathan Elliott just not able to really get it done as much as his teammates seemed to love him over the last couple of years. Just didn't seem to have the arm talent that you expect of a high-level college football quarterback. Now you've got Sam Howell coming in, who's the number two player overall in the state of North Carolina, rated coming out of high school, number three pro-style kind of quarterback coming out of high school nationally. So this is a big-time recruit for Carolina to be able to nab here in the early stages of the Mack Brown era once again. So now you've got Cade Fortin and Jace Reuter, who both showed some really nice things at quarterback, even though in limited time because of injuries last year. Now you throw Sam Howell into the mix, and it'll be really interesting to see how that quarterback competition plays out.
Awesome. And we talked about Mack Brown when we got the news that he was going to be the Tar Heel head coach. All of the talk was, how good a recruiter is he, or has he been, and how good a recruiter is he going to be? And it looks like we're seeing the results of that within a couple of weeks.
He put a staff together with an emphasis on recruiting, and they've mentioned this a few times, but at the end of his first run in North Carolina, in the late 90s there, whenever they had 10 and 11 win teams, they've said repeatedly 18 of those 22 starters were from the state of North Carolina. It seemed like they had kind of gotten away from that in the last few years under the Larry Fedora staff. NC State had made some big push in terms of being that school for North Carolina high schoolers. But Carolina did a good job today with North Carolina residents in particular, including an offensive lineman, Tristan Miller, that they flipped from North Carolina State. He was firmly committed to State. Dwayne Ledford, who was the offensive line coach at North Carolina State, left to go to Louisville with Scott Satterfield, who they had coached together in their years at App. So that opened his recruitment up again. So overall, Carolina came out of this with a couple of really nice pieces to add to the program and really solidified that they are back in, you know, in the game for elite high school players in the state of North Carolina.
And really noteworthy with Tristan Miller, because he didn't flip and go to Louisville.
Right.
He flipped and went to Carolina. Yeah. So, yeah.
And so there's a lot of North Carolina if you go down this list. There's a few Georgia and some Florida in there, but there's a lot of North Carolina players immediately kind of back into the recruiting reach for North Carolina. So it'll be really interesting to see that moving forward as well.
You can get the full list of all of the recruits who signed today on our website, chapelburra.com. Blake Hodge, thank you so much.
Thank you.